Dear Aravillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. You are listening news from Auroville for Auroville today and tomorrow. And today is Monday, 2nd of February, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy on 20 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says partly sunny and pleasant and mostly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 21 to high of 29 with heat index on 31 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 17 km per hour with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour. Moon is almost full and illuminated on 99% and full moon occurs on 4th of February at 4:31 am in zodiac sign Leo. And tomorrow, no matter where you are on Earth, look eastward as soon as darkness falls. The full moon and the dazing planet Jupiter will couple up together just above the eastern horizon at nightfall. And here's the invitation of Roland to Dialogues on Humanity tomorrow between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Banyan Tree in Visitor Center. Okay, good morning, Roland.
Good morning, Miriam.
You are a member of our team, but you're also passionate about the humanity and diversity. And for tomorrow, you are preparing with Auroville Cafe, Dialogues on Humanity. Where is that banyan tree in Visitor Center?
Well, the banyan tree is behind the restaurant, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's an open space, and we will gather around the trees, sitting on nice couch, we welcome everybody and mostly the youngster to come to share and to speak with us. Yeah.
What do you expect from tomorrow?
Well, we expect to be a first part of a long story that we would like to build here in Auroville, because the dialogue on humanity are held mostly all around the world. Mm-hmm. And there's one, by the way, in Bangalore this week, beginning at the end of the week, which is coming every year since 5 years, and many people from all over India are coming there. So we'd like to share with them, to share with France and all the countries, and try to find a way to make a network also.
Mm-hmm. Have you invited any special guests?
Well, in fact, there are people from Dialogue on Humanité from France, mm-hmm. Especially Geneviève Ancel, who is the founder of the Dialogue on Humanité in Lyon now since 10 years. She's mm-hmm. coming, she will be there. And also two friends from the Dialogue on Humanité in Brazil mm-hmm. will be here also to attend and to share their experience.
So that is already established platform on which those dialogues are happening, as I understood, right?
Well, established, it may, some are established, but some are from time to time, you know, it depends on the organizer in the local part, in local countries.
But yet still, Dialogues on Humanity, it's kind of really big and vague, yeah? Did you prepare any specific topics?
Well, we just asked people from, for instance, people from Sana Forest will come because Aviram gave a free day to come for the day here, and we have invited Morgan, who will have some talks with us on Satprem books. Mm-hmm. And Juliet, who is a singer, who will sing a few songs, and well, we give a space for a surprise also.
Mm-hmm. So it's not really nothing fixed, nothing really determined.
No, because it's the first time, and we have to find out how to do it in Auroville, because Auroville is special, and we don't want to impose anything, but to propose some aspects, and we'll see how it will go. It's for people of goodwill, in fact. Mm-hmm. And what we think, especially that dialogue, is very important here in Auroville, and there are a few different way to dialogue here, and I see that it's growing, this mm-hmm. idea of dialogues, and we want to give a little stone, we say that in English, stone in little mm-hmm. pierre, to the building mm-hmm. of dialogue.
Foundation stone, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of base. Now, did you ever attend any of those dialogues on humanity in France?
Or yeah, sure, sure, of course.
So how it looks like? I mean,
it's a place, it's a huge place with almost 6,000 people coming, and it stays for 3 days with restaurants. But it's funny because it's in a park, in a big park in the center of Lyon, which is very nice. And everything is very sudden, you know. There's nothing on Thursday. And then there's a lot of restaurants and workshops and different talks and different programs during these 3 days. And Sunday evening is finished and the park is still the same after on Monday. So it's very clean and very nice. And it's a place where people from all over, they're coming just to share, to meet, to sing, to play together, and to share about ideas and to open to this big network for the change. Mm-hmm.
But anything concrete came out of this? Like any action that was caused by those
battles? It's not the in fact there are a lot of actions which are coming from the encounters, but it's not the purpose of dialogues. Dialogue is made to make the people make links, then they can bring new things together, and it's like that, you know. It's not a purpose to build something. The most important thing is to build a kind of, I say, network of people who likes to gather together from all over the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You will be there all day from 10 a.m.
to 4 o'clock. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you. See you.
Thank you, Miriam.
Today at 5:30 p.m. at Multimedia Center, Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we are invited by organizers of the What is Orville Festival, which will take place in Chennai from March 2nd to 21st, for a short presentation about who, what, where, when and why. This is also our opportunity to inform ourselves and provide suggestions. On Saturday 7th, from 5:30 p.m. to midnight, we are invited to Sweden World Café to enjoy a Neptune, evening of music, poetry and dance. They will start at 5:30 with Neptune poetry transformation in Dutch and French and other languages, continue with ethnic folk songs, the Fertilianes. Following would be North Indian improvisation and dance, then bhajan songs. At 7:30 dinner, at 8:30 reggae compositions, and from 10 p.m. onward, all music and jam and dancing. For donation for supporting artists from Hibiscus Art Village, Partus account number is 252071. Within Sarang Musical Instruments Exhibition and Weekly Thursday Workshops, team presents on Thursday, 5th of February at 6 p.m. at India Space, Whitehall, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India in International Zone, Tapan Chowdhury and Joy, A Journey in the Voice, Awakening of the Voice and the Hearing, which is an open workshop for everyone with a voice, including singers. The workshop will be about how one becomes conscious of one's own voice and the ear and the working of them from within the body to make them useful in any field of work, be it a singer, an orator, a hawker, a manager, a teacher, a lecturer, an actor, or any other profession. It helps to know how and when to use them as an expression or an arm, and also to know the power of silence that lies within our voice. Tapan Chowdhury, a student of Saise, learned singing from Sri Arun Vishnu Chowdhury, and he has studied Western classical music at Saise under Richard Rigos, Astrid and Fabricant. He has learned also piano from Mrs. Marian Felix from Bangalore in 1975 to 1979. With mother's permission, Tapan has also worked with Sunil Da in 1969, assisting, attending and participating in recording sessions. Studied Hindustani vocal classical music under Professor Deshbandhu Mukherjee and worked at the Alliance Française and the Cultural Coordinator, and joined the Lycée de Français in Pondicherry as the first teacher of musical education since 1994 till date. On Thursday, 5th of February at 7:30 p.m. at Artra Yard Foundation, singing and dancing celebration around the fire with joyful songs and chants from all over the world. Keyboards and drums with Osiva, Anje, Rani and friends. On Friday, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. we are invited to an evening of kirtan and devotional song with Brendan Rafa. Canadian kirtan artist Brendan McMorrow for an evening of kirtan featuring Spanish percussionist Rafa Martinez. Matri Mandir is preparing for tomorrow, Tuesday, 3rd, from 6:30 to 7:15, a musical meditation for the full moonrise with music from all over the world, with recorded music from India, Tunisia, Ireland and Armenia. Access from office gate and the asking guests carry their guest card. On Saturday 7th, between 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. and on Monday 9th and Tuesday 10th and Wednesday 11th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. we can attend vocal workshop with Bridget Breidenbach. Bridget, a teacher from the Conservatory of Minster, will conduct a workshop for all interested to develop their voice in singing. The singing course includes fundamentals of vocal training, sound development and interpretation. We need to register at Pitanga reception. On Saturday 6, between 2:30 to 5:30 at Pichandikulam Forest, Herbal Team will share with us Ayurveda Day by Day, Dinacharya, a daily routine, in which we will see what are the recommendations from Ayurvedic scriptures, Ashtanta Hridaya, for the daily routine. Ayurveda looks at the cycles of nature and gives advices on daily activities around these cycles to remain healthy. These routines help to establish the balance and to understand the influence of exterior factors that can shake the inner balance. Based on the fluctuation of dosha, vata, kipa, kapha along the day, dinacharya is fundamental to understand the flow of life. For registration, we should send SMS Berengere B on 9489505691. Interactive sessions on Oroville presented by Insight Seminars are continue with their talk. They will look this week at Introduction on the Vision and Concept of Orville today, presented by Manoj. Tomorrow, Kathy will present Village Development. On Wednesday, Bounty will present Orville Economy and Organization and about Matri Mandir. On Friday, B will talk again. And all the sessions are held between 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., including question and answer session at Inside Seminar Room, ground floor in the Inside Indian Building, our Shilpa opposite of CSR behind our mall. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen building Matri Mandir, Labor of Love, 1971-2008, which is a documentary on the construction of the Matri Mandir and is showing footage of the early stages of the construction as well as more comprehensive coverage of the final stages. The film is impressive and shows a special part of the growth of Oroville. The mother described the Matri Mandir as a living symbol of Oroville inspiration for the divine and that the Matri Mandir would be the soul of Oroville. And it is the manifestation for four aspects of insight of the Universal Mother: Maheshwari, the Supreme Mother; Mahakali, the warrior aspect and the aspect of love; Mahalakshmi, the aspect of harmony and beauty; and Maharasvati, perfection in the arts and work. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian romance Kuko, made in India 2014 by writer and director Raju Murugan. Tomorrow they will screen German drama Winter's Daughter, made in Germany 2011 by director Johannes Schmidt. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Jodorowsky Dune, made in USA, France in 2013 by director Frank Pavic. And sure, in the world, go forward calmly and firmly, not attached to success, not disturbed by unsuccess. My divine help will then never fail you. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.